Genesis A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to get rid of the memories of my childhood. In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, may His peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and His pure Immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, and I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me for this program. We're going to start our program with a very important question. Someone has said that the memories of my childhood and the problems of my family that led to this physical abuse and then to a divorce of my father and mother and the misfortunes that followed distressed me. I do not know how to forget them. Whenever I remember them, I become so distressed so that I lose my composure and I faint. There is no doubt that these things exhaust man's strength and abilities, which he needs for success in his future. Would you please tell me how to be rid of this state? Very severe, actually, situation. For answering this question, one of the most important bases of raising children is the relationship between parents, which is based on love, respect, and mutual understanding and cooperation. It gives children spiritual and mental stability, and this is what you have lost in your childhood. However, this does not mean that you should apply to your life what happened to your parents. Everyone has an independent will, and his punishment also near Allah does not have anything to do with others' punishments. So if you agree with me on this belief, which is the fact in our true religion, you should do the following principles. I'm going to count you, and these principles are taken from Quran and Hadith. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. So we were talking about the principles that, with the help of them, we can rid of the bad memories of our childhood. So let's count them together. The very first one is to seize any opportunity to build your personality and gain the factors of success in your life. It's quite important, and we can do it by many things actually in our life. But it's a very important title. We need to put it at the beginning of our principles. Secondly, consider any success in your life as a possible of being repeated and reproduced, and do not stop after a certain point or satisfy yourself with what you have achieved. So you always need to look for something bigger, inshallah. And thirdly, know well that man, whatever bitter memories may distress him or press on his nerves, is able to pass over them on condition that he trusts in his mental abilities and relies on his Lord, Allah, the Almighty. And four, do not allow negative memories to overcome your heart. Try to omit them from your memory. Whenever they attack you, busy yourself with reciting the Holy Quran, reciting supplications, reading good books, and remembering your nice memories, or leave your place, or perform ablution, wudu, or ghusl, and walk and ponder over nature, the sky and its stars, the sea and its wonders, the trees and its fruits, the flowers and their fragrances. Also, read books that will help you build a faithful personality and learn the ways that the believers succeeded and read about the great people in history, you will find that most of them have undergone in their childhood different family and social sufferings like orphanhood, homelessness and injustice. Karbala of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a great lessons which were completed by Imam Hussein's sister, Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, who inspired the spread of resistance in the orphans and captives until she turned the apparently victorious into the real defeated. On the other hand, successful discoveries and invention have come after many failed experiments. Then shake off the dust of your memories and extort your success from your parents' failures. I hope everyone a good life. Thank you for staying with us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.